Jerry. Let's get it. What are you doing in there, Jerry?
Look, I'm still on it. Crack a seal for them against and still doing it. I'm just an activist with high-tech weapons. I'm a cheater to these tests to stay loaded and flow. Like I be creeping, yeah, I'm decent off the bees and the Sprite. Two dumps to the face and a slice of pizza. Yeah, I'm deeper than freezers, I'm fitted Goku, no DBZ. I'm off the Pro Tools, play the piccolo. Tell her dip it low like Christina, Angela, Sabrina. Yeah, they serve a subpoena. I'm just caught in low sporting, yeah, I mean it. Not a diplomat. I got my dish intact, fresh about the cleanest. You still dreaming, redeem it, treason. Me, you can have it, dope savage. Say this shit for them suckers. Barbecue is from Russell's. All I do is some hustle, and let me get back to busting it. Pause. Chris Spencer, hotter than oven mitts. You know, it's only party with a couple chicks. Next day, I dump the bitch on some other shit. It's too swaggy for this face. It's a bad bitch waiting in my bed naked. And in abundance. Yo, boys, don't wait till summer. I'm on my money, ah.
Gone out my mental. Right bars with a gold Ginsu. We on the road with four rentals. Headed to another state to slap a rapper after the cheese. Don't huff with me if you talk it ish. This Chalk City. My daughter just learned how to trace. Burning sage for lawsuit, Colombian beige. About to go on a rap Robin spree and wallabies. Obviously, I get away with the murder. The rap OJ, I'm fitting the glove. Gripping the snub. He fished like a Christian for months. In Jerusalem, bumping J. Rue the damage. You laugh at the corn balls. Dog in the blanket. Asians need to thank me. A place where I have to go, you never notice. But ever focus. Chris Spencer, big crack. Get around to the money just like a rich rap. Go through a six pack. Sat here and make six stacks.
You are now listening to The Fifth Element.
Chicago's College Connection.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mario Sanchez. We got Aiden Figueroa.
What's
and
up,
we
y'all?
Have our guest just got in, which I'm wondering, who the f*** is Chris Spencer?
I don't know. It's rhetorical.
Welcome, welcome. What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good to have you guys back. It's been a while for Chris, right? I think it was like this time last year, probably.
Yeah, when I dropped Tree Swag.
That's right. We had you, Tree. We had New Deal Crew at some point.
Yeah, Turtle was there.
Nice. That was no, that was almost 2 years ago.
Damn. Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, that was 2 years 14. Ago. Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. I was a senior, bro. I would know.
Yeah. And we had Vic here not too long ago, but we had to have you back for the occasion.
Of course, but of course.
Right. Of course. So, again, yeah, it's rhetorical, but for the sake of the guests, I'm sure they'd like to know who the F is Chris Spencer.
That's the point. They gotta go find out.
Yeah,
they gotta listen to the album. You'll find out.
Yeah, you'll find out exactly the personality he is, how raunchy he is. He kind of disrespectful too.
and he might be hollering at your mama too.
Yeah, he probably on the couch right now texting.
Wearing your daddy sandals, man.
Yeah,
without a doubt. White tube socks on, ready.
So you guys dropped this. When did this come out?
On the 22nd.
22nd.
Yeah,
what's the feedback so far?
It's been good and good feedback. A lot of unexpected people like it. A lot of people that I wouldn't even think would even listen to it like it. So, yeah.
We were just talking about it not too long ago. It hit like a Complex list like the day after it came out.
Yeah.
That thing caught a lot of us like off guard. Not to say your stuff's not press worthy, right?
That's
not
what I'm saying.
But it was just like Complex is almost like choosy sometimes, it feels like.
Yeah.
It's politics.
Yeah, definitely politics.
And then, with that being said, and then them covering you guys, what was your take when you read that?
We was looking for a list, really. Like, we was looking for a well-thought-out write-up at first.
Yep.
But, you know, we take what we accept, and you know, it's all good. I thought it was actually pretty good because it was with the best and the worst, and we're mixed in with the best, of course, how they described it. So yeah, we liked how we were on Complex, and we liked that they're biased and they picked us because picking us is a slap in the face sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a couple other people picked it up, you know. We're expecting some more in depth write ups, you know.
Definitely.
But you know, they'll be on deck in a minute.
Yeah, TBD, right? TBD on the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're waiting. We're patient. But in the meanwhile, we still working.
Let's talk about I would say more important than the journalists, because they're going to write what they're going to write. The fans, what are the fans thinking? Good, receptive of the album?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see a lot of people that might not have really liked my solo effort or Crack solo effort, liking the efforts that we put together, because simply unification, you know what I'm saying? They see that two guys they really got a strong platform individually, can come up with something and be able to put it on the forefront for Chicago as something extra on the plate, not something that sounds like something else, you know?
Yeah, you guys kind of went Dragon Ball Z with this album.
Yeah, man. I mean, like
basically,
the fusion of
the fusion dance.
I mean, like a lot of people were just very receptive of it. Like I was kind of surprised, because like any two dudes can get together and make some music.
Yeah.
But is it gonna be dope though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And then we left a lot of like super dope songs off the album. So like the next effort is gonna be way more crazy than this.
Yeah.
To kind of backtrack, can you guys talk about when you guys first met? Because I know at least when we had Vic last time, when people talked about you guys in their own circles, they always mentioned that you guys were very similar,
mm-hmm.
but you guys didn't necessarily know each other, and necessarily, I wouldn't say necessarily mess with each other,
yeah.
but you guys weren't really aware of like who you guys were.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that, you know, first initial step of saying, yo, I want to collab, or yo, I know Suli said this and this. So how did that happen? Because a lot of people are like wondering, how did this even duo even come?
We both got to answer this.
Yeah, it was like we both were just kind of hard headed, and we are like the same type of dude. So it's like once we put our hard headedness to the side, it was just like one person. You know what I'm saying? That's why we came up with the Chris Spencer. It's like we really are just one person.
Yeah, one and the same. And you know, and a lot of people were trying to tell us that, but we're hard headed. Yeah, you're like, yeah. I ain't trying to, man. Whatever, man. You know, and
who, him? Nah.
I see what you're saying, bro. But the fact that, you know, the people that was, you know, saying this are like, you know, real good friends, and the fact that, you know, you have to consider friends and stuff like that. But it wasn't so much about that. You know what I'm saying? I really thought that Chris Crack was really dope as an artist. Like I was really biased at the time when all of this was going on, just like wanting him to hear him on certain records. Like, man, I don't want to hear him on the 3-6 right now. I want to hear him smashing something. That's always been like my thing, regardless of how I felt. That's always been my thing with him musically, and that's why I genuinely wanted to work with him, because I felt like if I work with him, then he'll do songs that I like, he'll consider that, and I do songs that he like, and I consider it the same way, because we, like you said, we're one and the same.
Yeah, when listening to the album, I kind of felt that both of you complimented one another. When it came to Chris, it was rapid fire in your face. He's throwing jabs. And then when Vic came on, slowed things down.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he threw that, you know, that fatal jab.
Yeah.
But so it's real cool, because like a lot of, so on specific instrumentals, I think, well, I think this is a Chris Spencer or a Chris Crack joint. And then when I think of other specific instrumentals, I think this is a Vic Spencer joint.
Yeah.
But when you guys collab, it all meshes perfectly.
Yeah, it's not like you can say like, oh, this is a joint that Crack picked, or this is a joint Vic picked. It's just like, it really is just like one person.
Just like anybody say, when you hear Vic Spencer on like a trap sound, mm-hmm. you don't hear the trap sound. You hear Vic Spencer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and that's exactly what Chris Spencer is.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. And where'd that come from? Because like you guys are saying, I don't think it's every day that two people get together and like elevate their craft or like, you know,
right,
deliver a product that's up there with some of your like best works. I think you guys would agree with me.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And from the very core, like, where's that coming from? Are you guys just competitive? Would that be, is it that simple? Or
it
like,
starts off like that, but just loving the work. When you catch on to a person's work ethic, you know what I'm saying? Then you kind of realize that they're just like you. So you consider everything. So now it's like real feel in the music. Yeah. And it's a lot of feel in the music. So, and then on top of that, we just work, period. All we do is, if we not on the phone with each other, we got our phone in our hand right now, lyrics, or sending each other beats. And, you know, encouragement, you know what I'm saying, to kind of keep it going.
What's Chris Spencer's best work hour on that night? Like, is it 2 a.m.? Is it 3 a.m.? Is it...
It's like whenever.
Yeah,
whenever.
On the spot. Somebody send a dope beat, it's a rap, like...
No matter the time of day.
If there was a studio here right now and we could record and we had a dope beat, we'd go in there for like 30 minutes and
that's exactly how it works. Like, me and Cracker talk about a beat like one day, and then the next day, which is anybody's available studio time, we're going to record that song, period. And even two more, maybe.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
How many tracks were left off the project? How many tracks were you guys recording in general?
We did like 26 joints.
Yeah.
We picked 17 out of those joints, and then it got trimmed to 13 when it got to like the team. And
then
stuff.
There was also an additional EP? Is it a prelude or?
Nah, that was like a, you talking about that mix?
That
Vic Crack joint? Yeah, that was just like a little extra, you know, a little something.
Some unreleased, older stuff.
Little snippets of stuff that we got on the side that's going to eventually come out. Just getting people prepared because, you know, we new. So, you know, we got to kind of get you an extra one, you know, uppercut.
I believe all that. I don't know if it was him I asked or just like someone in general that knew about, you know, Chicago hip hop. I go, man, why do they call him the rapping bastard? And then it only took a matter of time. So I'm like, okay, I see why they call him the rapping bastard. Yo, I guarantee if we turn these mics off, these guys can make an album right now. Before the end of the show.
Without a doubt, like, dope beats drive us. Like, that's what we thrive off of. We're very picky. Yeah. We take pride in being picky.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that rubs off on us. You know what I'm saying? We just like to work. Workaholics.
I mean, that's what makes for good music. You gotta be picky. You gotta be like, nah, we can't do that. I learned a lot of things from Vic that like really made my craft go to the next level.
Yeah, vice versa.
Learning from each other.
For real. Yeah. Cause it'd be joints that Crack wanted to record Cement at the time we recorded Cement.
Okay.
I love the beat.
Yeah.
Like, it was in our stash. But I didn't want to record it at that time. I wanted to record something like What Saturday or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But once again, we handed in speakers and I'm seeing his reaction, the feel. I got involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Pulled out my phone immediately. And we got busy, like, right there. You know what I'm saying? The Cement was done. And that's the kind of work ethic that we thrive off of, man. That's the energy that we give off each other.
So what we're going to do, we're going to get into some music, come back, talk about the duo more.
Okay.
This is a recently formed duo, so we got some questions for you guys.
Yeah.
And then talk about you guys individually, because you guys have definitely been, you know, in the scene for a while, putting out dope music. So for those that haven't heard the product, we definitely want to give them a taste.
Mm-hmm.
This is No Biggie. Do you guys want to introduce the track real quick?
Yeah. Introducing No Biggie featuring Chris Spencer by Vic Spencer and Christopher Crack.
Yes, sir.
Live and direct, produced by Big Shep. Go check the video out right now if you like.
Chris Spencer and this shit.
Chris Dollar Sign, put the pen to it. This time, and I put him in the ER. I see y'all. They fucking try and say I got it. Man, I wasn't even freshman after eighth grade. And she say she hate lames, that's why she wake up with a Great Dane. You a teacup, dog, I was just about to re-up. Put your feet up on my table, get beat up. You know I'm about to tee up. And I ain't seen nothing.
he no biggie. Vic, let me get him, no biggie. Okay, I'm thrilling. Yeah, we still winning. Don't do nothing for pennies. Slaying this beat, it's no biggie. Getting some stuff, he no biggie. Vic, let me get him, no biggie. Okay, I'm thrilling. Yeah, we still winning. Don't do nothing for pennies. Don't do nothing for pennies.
Chris Spencer, that he is that. He slide on these bitches that want him to love him. If he don't do that, he is in love with this scratch. Climbing the market, so that makes him a target. He in his apartment just carving the beat out. Chilling with his feet out. With a G-packer that must be bluegrass in Kentucky. He seen it, I saw him with bras in a suit. But them two thought I was cute. I had to get to that money. Got that more number from body language, ass was swinging. As she walked away from me, Lord, Lord. I was the coldest that sat in the sauna. I'm bombing Osama Bin Laden. The cat business got me laughing. I'm making my old bitch mad at me. Chips, look at my newbie. Laughing so hard to the point that my ribs is cracking while I smoke on the deep woods. That nigga's busy. That nigga's crispy. I'm so like, who is he? Go to the show and get dizzy. Got me a clone and he with me. I made him myself.
Slaying this beat, it's no biggie. Getting some stuff, we no biggie. Vic, let me get him, no biggie. Okay, I'm thrilling. Yeah, we still winning. Don't do nothing for pennies. Slaying this beat, it's no biggie. Getting some stuff, we no biggie. Vic, let me get him, no biggie. Okay, I'm thrilling. Yeah, we still winning. Don't do nothing for pennies. Don't do nothing for pennies. Slaying this beat, it's no biggie. No biggie, Vic, let me get him. No biggie, okay, I'm thrilling. Yeah, we still winning. Don't do nothing for pennies. Playing this beat is no biggie.
Yeah,
always wanted to do that. I can hold a note stage. Chris Spencer. Should be building, chilling with children living. I get my youth back, my siblings got babies from a family of cracking ladies dressed up. Until an aid to itself, so he wouldn't mess up. More Savecca, please. I put the bottle down, had sex with weed, and took off with maximum speed. Jet to the corner store. We ain't got no deli, just loose squares for breakfast. Gucci tank top with the necklace. Presents equivalent to finding $100, $1,000. I love and give to a million. Of more beef than for Rutgers in the city of Wind. I only fuck with it because of it is big. In the studio late, Doc don't drink liquor, so I bought him an eighth, and he was big. I chugged the Tito's with the mango, curving on your main wall. Another route the game go, but I keep going straight.
Tired of people taking my kindness for weakness. My bank account bigger than all you looks again with nothing in it. Just something in me said, fuck off all you took in with a cattle prod. In the field, got battle scars.
Don't tell it all.
I won't leave it be like they'll say, and I sell plates to the potluck. Who he think he talking to, nigga, not us. This game put me in the beast mode. Brash got me drinking Hennessy. Privileged to be in good graces with all these dope rappers and baddest niggas. Cash flipping off this drug dealing. Ooh, turn it down, so he builds character. And it's Japan, set the Wicker Fest. Show you right, more bars than LTE. Melt the beat, left him dead in the streets. Mix the keep with the cocaine. Low main noodles, you can keep the ramen. My speedometer been broke since I've been conscious of all this killing. Again.
Never worry, need my cash in a hurry. Jamal Charles with the carries. Odell Beckham with the catches. She naked like the juice. We got a map, you know how we do. In this bar's food. Taking CD and ashtray in the car. Unless the hook's for my bra. The cities fell out, I'm like, oh my god. I'm one of those Jay Parker. Who the fuck is that? Chilling with my ticket over East, smoking great piff. Chicken's rat and talking mad ish. MC international now, NASCAR's fast ish. Mash out, also almost burn crash ish. Then wake up, also while I rub at ish. Then clock in, oh, some gotta get the cash. We the greatest, yeah, more tragic. My mob is deep, like Prodigy and Havoc.
Oh,
of your favorites.
Being one of your favorites.
To being the one you hated.
Being the one you hated.
Why are we faking?
Why are we
faking? Every time in my shit be waiting.
Oh,
from being one of your favorites.
Being one of your favorites.
To being the one you hated.
Being the one you hated.
Why are we faking?
Why
are
we faking?
The time in my shit be waiting on me.
Yeah, what up? Dropping gems on them. You wanna see a dead body? I'm on it popping. I start coughing the fork when it's cold. And mittens is softer than Charmin. Dual apartments. Finna erase the hatred. I start with the ones who'll show their faces. I ate bacon. Your religion, it's slow precision, this end up. But I knock you down to the potholes. I'm John Leguizamo, stop gold. While I bop slow, the cops roll, but they not swole. Just ate tacos, cost the C-no. On the train of Reno, ball like chemo. Getting paper, that's word of Gino. And you think I wasn't serious? I'm the best rapper, period. Nutty professor, delirious. Keep your hearing aid in, cause you're gonna need it. Three fades, cuts from the DJ. Three ways, I need mine, so don't jake me. The code is sacred, like Troll Aikman. Why are they faking? Went from A to Chris Crack, and now they hate me.
Get a track bleeding. Murder the sample before they eating the eating. It's a ramen noodle with a fine vegan. Nobody told me that loyalty only got 9 meanings.
What?
They hate again the now, but me and mine feasting. I'm shed life to these bunions. I know your flesh type. Base rag, big socks, and some fresh mics. Bad decisions, like leaving Joe Dumas open, cigar smoking. Because I feel like Lamar Odom, but we all God's chosen. Never one of us. If I die, then you die. Then it will be none of us. Running up, you get stopped and drugged like a mop at the chop shop. I still got it, like a drop top polish. What I do to hate is demonic. Chronic issues can have my raps in heart grove, my heart cold. Pot roll, cinnamon, graham cracker, and stale rice from 12 nights ago. Now ask yourself, how many hours is that sour is packed? Chopped and stuck off the comments floor. So unorthodox, sounds like I'm irresponsible.
From being one of your favorites,
being one of your favorites,
to being the one you hated,
being the one you hated.
Why are we faking?
Why are we faking?
Every time in my bullshit waiting
on
me. From being one of your favorites,
being one of your favorites,
to being the one you hated,
being the one you hated.
Why are we faking? If you waited on me.
I was kind of skeptic. Getting necked by a best friend. Dug bags off West End. Left there for minutes. I ain't even load up. Hey, what's the hold up? Hey, Vic, roll some.
Gotcha.
You see that old woman coming out the cut? Yeah, she got something tough. Buck bucking and I dashed it. I fired back when that Jeep passed me. I was hungry for that cash heap.
Man, that lick sweeter than raspy.
At tax season, I wanna see this ass bleeding. Puffing this sativa. Jesus, wait a minute, then we bust through the front door. Everybody on the floor, even grandma. I should flush your teeth down the toilet for that shit you pulled earlier. And these little rappers is the girliest. I be worried about other shit, like where the big girls and if they smother me. And you know how it ended. No pretending, we got the money, nobody was hurt. My way, bust the jug down the highway, the flyway. Still bumping Sade. Kanye taught me they can't tell me nothing, and that's blase. I hold the max sideways.
It goes Sunday to Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday. It's my day. Cooling with some baddest dips, head by the fireplace. Side dates, hit a stage up on the highway. It goes Sunday to Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday. It's my day. With some bad bitches, the head by the fireplace, side dates, hit a stage up on the highway.
Drag racing in traffic, laughing at all the peasants. I throw away presents in the essence, especially when I'm rapping. I'm writing Bibles, crisis, the nice nigga that give away bitches. You make it look good like adding a filter. I'm the real thing. I'm the revealed king they spoke about. I know the route, the opposite way. Again, I sold the house. It was either that or send it ablaze. This was the next day.
Start feeling hella chest pains. Ouch. A couple thousand for the bed frame. I don't sleep though. Nah. I creep with about three dwarves. I need company when I'm on the road. Meet the Pac-Man. Big egg pillowcases. A reefer cheaper, cheaper. Y'all chicken cheaper than piece of pizza. Sit your fat eye like that down before I make God greet you. I still defeat you. Chicken groom to the hustle and gang bang killing. So every day I got the same feeling. Blame children for all the mishaps. They put the riffraff on dispatch. They can't catch up with his ass. Eyeballing how he get cash. Feel a whiplash. He against y'all is a mismatch. Not with hope, with crack. That shit's bad for your health. Big egg bazooka to the barrel of crabs.
It goes Sunday to Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday. It's my day. Cool it with some babs. It's the air by the fireplace. Side dates. Hit the stage up on the highway. It goes Sunday to Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday. It's my day. Cool it with some babs. It's the air by the fireplace. Side dates. Hit the stage up on the highway.
I'm not secondary, it's never necessary. You can really tell who to shoot about how the weapons carry. Stay on my toes, blazing that troll, draping my fro. Do it for digging that still in that ish. Chris Spencer is changing his flow. Chop up the bass, get the fluff out of my face. I lie to the jakes, never my ski, never my kids, never my whiz. So they won't tell you I'm fake, inhaling the eight. Tight against all in one time, but the shit don't put up a damn. Now she calling me lame. Exit shit, that light or no flame. I just get high and don't change. Pineapple and Blago, she ain't know I am Chicago. She follows wherever I go. Let's go. Swallowing hoes. Fought the win pros, get dropped and mopped up your soul. Got me a skill digging, know I'm a Libra that's blowing a reefer. I'm with a few divas that turn into cheaters and hunt your ass down. I am nowhere to be found.
I got the tree, I got the tree, I got the tree, I got it. I ain't put on for this. You ain't throw me no duck greens. I got the green, yeah, I got the green, I got it. I ain't no smoking this. You ain't smoking, you ain't smoking.
I was ghost mode, and you know I ride dolo. Don't smoke, rocket PRPS. So cold, so fresh, so clean. This is too mean, and we just laugh at a few memes. In the streets of LA, like Blue Street, do me. In the car had two seats, sue me. In the first couple lines, you could screw these. Told her she could chew me, and you know my whole crew deep. Huh, I just bought me a new heat. Woo, just wanna rock on the cool beat. I just wanna get some exposure. Nobody yet told me, nobody yet showed me. Got me some listeners, they got my bitch plan. I'ma spit till I'm sick in the after. Master of all that, I saw that. Pause, you add my package. Sadly mistaken, I'm waking up baking. Tripping off acid. Last night that party was busting, I still got no patience. 4 a.m. kicked out, I swear I don't save them. Body booted or naked, I left for that waiting.
I got the tree, yeah, I got the tree, I got it. Just hold me down with a fin, yeah. I got the green, yeah, I got the green, I got it.
Ain't no smoking,
ain't no smoking, ain't no smoking.
Smoking is.
listening to The Fifth Element.
Keeping it real.
Real good.
Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are back. This is The Fifth Element here at Radio DePaul. Back with our guest. This sounds like shit. Chris Spencer. What's going on, guys?
What's up, what's man? Happening? What's happening? What's happening?
You guys can hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Headphones? Can you hear yourself?
Dave Chappelle. Turn my headphones up.
I can't hear my left ear.
You're too close, man.
Turn
too
close, man.
But anyways, we're back to it. We were talking in depth about your recording process. It sounds like it's all over the place, but an emphasis on the beats. Like, I keep hearing that come through when you talk about your recording process. Well, how important is a beat? Where do you source your beats? And what do you look for in a beat? For these upcoming beat guys. That's what
We just look for mainly we just look for the chemistry that we feeling on it. But I mean, just like something that can never fail is just one of them body bag beats. Like, that's just, it's over with. You know what I'm saying? It's just a beat that's just super hard, that's just, it's over with. You know, put us in the studio, 30 minutes, we got it.
If you can't do the Vic Spencer on ad-lib, if Chris Cry can't do it to the beat, then that's not the one.
That's the test.
You know what I'm saying? So Chris Cry,
he'll send me a beat
like, man, I hear you on this. And 90% of the time, he's absolutely right. So, you know what I'm saying?
10% of the time, the ad-lib doesn't work?
The 10% of the time, it's just like, I'm just going to send it to him anyway. see if he's testing the waters. If he don't like it, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa.
Do you guys ever get struggle beats, like, in your inbox?
Oh, definitely. That's what, you know, we like A&Rs to ourselves. Like, we'll talk about a trash beat just as much as we talk about a dope beat. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just good.
Like, man, look here, man. I ain't trying to get down with this old generic spaghetti, man. You know what I mean? I'm not with it, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to taste it. You know what I'm saying?
What's the funniest email you've gotten? Because I'm sure, man, you get some, like, up and coming kid from like Lincoln, Nebraska, who came across you guys and sent you this, like, Fruity Loops mess. You know, like,
we love those guys.
Can talk a success story, but I know you've gotten a funny email. Man.
You know what? You know what I got? That drill time before it blew up. I got, remember Slim Jesus?
Yeah.
I got that, like, an email to that video, like, before it blew up, before it went viral. It was like, Slim Jesus. I think he's from, like, Ohio or something. Yeah. Yeah, I got that for it blew up. I saved that email, too.
So that was one of your nah moments.
It was just like, what? I saw it come on, and I just saw in a white dude with some dudes in the back with guns. I'm like, oh, this dude better.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Now, this is recent. I had a guy, I did a feature for, and, you know, it sounded like he wasn't rapping his ass off. He wasn't rapping his butt off. So I did the joint anyway. Usually I'd be like, eh. But then I just did an interview where I was talking about how when Diss Records was going on, all this business came my way, and I was jumping on it whether it was whack or not. And dude must have seen that interview after he hit me up like, yo, you know, I want to know now. I want to know your critiqueness on my on a joint I sent you, and it put me on the spot like
that. That puts you in a weird place.
Yeah, like, man. And so now I had to, you know, since he did business with me, now I have to, like, you know, really give him my real thoughts, and I had to give it to him like, man, yo.
You should have asked for some consulting fees, bro.
I want him to do business again, so I just kept it like that. Like, you know, I think you should do this and that and this and on the record. And once you do that, I think it's golden, and let's rock it like that.
That's dope. Because if you can't take a constructive criticism, you probably should not be in the arts, man.
Yeah,
yeah. And Vic don't like being on a song. Like, even if he getting paid or something, he's just not going to be on a whack song. Like, yeah. He going to make the other person step their game up.
Like, the beat was crazy. Like, dude really considered my thoughts on beats. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he like that.
This will get interesting. In terms of each other, what's your least favorite song? and your most favorite song from one another. So which one do you think is the dopest? Which one do you think is the wackest?
I don't know about the wackest.
We got
that's what
to.
I'm saying.
I'm talking like.
I don't know. I'd have to go through. I know like my favorite.
Because even you and your manager were disagreeing last time. It's not like a. You
yeah,
know,
nah.
Like
he
a,
didn't think that
one
it was
that
whack.
I dislike the most. There we go. Yeah. I mean, like my like some of my favorite ones is like Carrot Juice, Deadstock, Slave Master, and I got one more. What's the duck sauce on a Nicki Minaj?
That's duck sauce.
Oh, duck sauce, right. Yeah, yeah. Them like my favorite joints. I don't know, man.
I can't do it.
Now, you guys are probably not really that deep into really each other's think. Discography, but what's your favorite Chris Crack song?
White Van Music. I got too many Chris Crack songs, favorite songs. Like,
yeah, he'd be wanting to hear my unreleased music.
Yeah, I like a lot of his unreleased work, and you know, a lot of joints. He got too many.
Right? We can't relate, but that's dope.
Yeah, they trying to get plugged real
fast.
Yeah,
I know. Right?
Send me in the inbox, man.
It yeah, go down in the DM.
yeah. Nah, it's the, I enjoy. Individually, if I didn't know this guy, you know what I'm saying, I really enjoy his music. So it's like,
yeah, he told me that before I even met him. Yeah, so.
Like,
what about self-critical? When you guys first started, do you ever look back at some of your songs and be like, "That was
yes,"
like current me thinks that was whack.
Yes. How about that? Oh yes. Oh yes.
I got tapes that I thought I was horrible on. Yeah. Like, oh man, what is
but at
this?
The moment you thought you were fly.
Oh my soul. I thought I was so high. I was like, man, I'm that dude, man. I'm gonna be unstoppable, man. I thought I was the coldest ever. Best.
I think that was a better question. That's what I was trying
yeah,
to
yeah, like and you like back then you like, oh man, they hating on me, man. I'm the coldest, man. And it's like now you listen, you like, yo, that was garbage. That was,
you're on who? Their camp now. You're like, yeah, I was whack.
Yeah, really.
Reach out to
my old
haters.
Music bust lush for real.
Yeah. Anything like pre 2011 is like nah.
Yeah, man.
Please don't even go look at it.
Like, anything before me and Sully's disappointed project, like anything before
what
that.
Was that? Oh, 2011.
Yeah, what was that song? There was like that one song you and him
Baffle
had.
Board.
Yeah, that's still.
That Baffle Board. That was later on day. In our year. That was our second album.
That thing still
that
echoes.
Was still, still disappointed. Was that the?
Yeah,
album?
that's still disappointed. That's what yeah. Baffle Board is from. We're just disappointed.
Okay.
Like from that point on, I've probably been the most happiest musically.
Okay.
So that's like your cutoff. That's your threshold. Okay.
Yeah. So. Vic Green Thumbs, man, all of that in there. Well, no, Vic Green Thumbs came after that.
That's like, the one with all loose,
that
right?
Slave Master. Yeah,
see, I love Vic Green Thumbs because he just got so creative. He just took a lot of loops, but he added so much to them, like you wouldn't even know it was a loop.
Yeah, then I played the songs for him. He like, oh.
Loop yeah. God?
Yeah, like Loop God. Yeah, that's why I called it. That's what.
There we go.
That's the inspiration from what he's talking
he
about.
Need
that,
he need to drop. God. He need to drop
he
a
said
EP
that.
And call Loop God, man.
Yeah,
real
he said
talk.
That. I'm definitely considering that.
He's the Loop God.
Me and him picked something. Ronald Isley's daughter. She makes music, the most amazing music ever. And we're gonna loop that up, and we're gonna rap over it. And that's gonna be one of the songs for the Loop God. Yeah.
So who's gonna produce it, Doc or T-Magic?
I mean, we get
all of
some
us.
Beats.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, man, we get beats
know.
From whoever. Like,
you guys have go-to producers.
Yeah, see, not only do we have that, we keep it open for other producers because we like to consider ourselves fresh in the game.
Yeah.
So these hungry producers, we'll work with them, and we'll just encourage them to send us harder beats. What Doc or DC
or
Turtle would send
effort
us
by Dr. Turtle.
Yeah. So now we incorporate.
Right. That would be pretty dope. Another
producer would be Dr. Turtle. They do the fusion dance and it's Dr. Turtle.
That sounds
That'll
dope, but
nice.
You know, that would be nice.
But that's up to them. just an
exactly.
idea, guys.
That's up to them. That's Turtle. The perfect conclusion to that. Perfect.
Man, but has that happened? Have you gotten your two go-to producers in the same building or in the same room?
In the same room, but not to work on the same record.
Which is
you know
cool.
what I'm saying? Well, yeah, because more is better in that situation, but less is more because we would like that idea.
Yeah.
They would get
you know what I'm saying, that they would mesh on a beat. I like that idea that, you know, two different guys get on a beat and I can say it's produced by these two guys and individually they have, you know, their own stature.
Yeah.
And, you know, that says a lot about egos. It says a lot of, you know, production. Yeah. Like, producers have a bigger ego than rappers. In my opinion, you know what I'm saying, because when two producers critiquing each other, they talking about BPMs and all of this incrustation. I don't know nothing about the incrustation, nothing. I don't know nothing about none of that. You know what I'm saying? So to see that unfold, it's just like how rappers like, you know. But they're more. It's so much more you can learn from it if you're not a rapper. If you're a rapper, you can learn more from them. It's an addition. So you would always look at it like, man, two guys. I can get two guys to.
But just how we think, like, we have no idea what they're doing on the production. They have no idea what we're doing on the rapping. So yeah. That's why it works.
Meet at the end though.
At the end, they at the soundboard going nuts. And they're impressed. You know
that's interesting. Okay.
That's what makes it come together at the end. Like, we couldn't get to the end by ourselves, and they couldn't get to the end by themselves.
And producers they wouldn't have sent us the stuff if they wasn't fans of our music.
True.
Yeah. And considering that, and the fact that if we like any beat, they considered that before sending it to us. That's how I really think that how emails work. Like, if we love the beat, like, offhand, then they knew that me and Chris Crack would love that. So,
yeah.
That's what's up. Going back to the duo questions. So this is a recently formed duo.
Yeah.
So if you had to craft a finishing move, right, a wrestling tag team move, what would it be?
Damn, that's a good question.
You remember?
We have the Shawn Michaels of hip-hop tag teams in Chicago right here. Vic the villain here.
You remember the Harlem Heat? Remember that? Or the Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
What was the two skinny ones' names with the long hair?
The Hardy Brothers.
Hardys.
The Hardy Boys. Or the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. LOD.
Legion of Doom. Yeah, because that's like Barcelona wrestling.
What would be this finishing move, though?
We had to name them.
You got to make your own. Oh,
I wouldn't want to take two other wrestlers and put them together. I would want to do a somersault and clothesline somebody hard or something. Like, that's like, you put a lot of emphasis in that flip-flop. You making it look good that you clothesline Amar. Like, so it's more like being an a-hole. In a sense, it's more of the meaning why he do that as opposed to what he did.
A somersault clothesline.
Yeah, he would do the somersault clothesline and I'd be waiting on the top rope and jump off with a leg drop.
Right there,
I'm not sure.
That would be
from
cold.
Both sides, from the two corners.
No, the crowd would go wild by him going on top. Like, so he would make the first move.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he'd go, would be our finish.
Oh,
that's the finish move. Like, oh, crack is going up on the ropes. And then I'm doing it. You see me sling the other guy to the ropes. And then I'm doing the somersault while that's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I just close loud if he's out for the count. And then he does a somersault with a leg.
Boom.
Wow. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay. It's over. What would you call it, though? You guys have interesting names for song titles. What would you call this finishing move?
Wrestling Sharks.
Wrestling Sharks.
Shark Wrestling.
Shark Wrestling.
Yeah.
Or Shark.
Shark Wrestlers.
The shark punch. I mean, no, the shark kick. Shark dance.
The shark dance. I like that one.
Some wavy. Some super wavy.
That is hilarious.
TBD. TBD. Name TBD. Shark dance. Pending.
Pending.
All right. How easy that was. That's how we are in the studio.
Yeah, that's how we get.
We don't never know the name of the song when we're done with the song. All we know is the engineer is looking at us and he knows that he's about to have a 10-minute conversation with us about what the name of this song should be.
Yeah.
And we'll be laughing at the titles we come up with until we get it right.
That's awesome. Do you ever have something prolific that one of you two spit and then you name it that? Because I heard that Duck Sauce song. It sounds like you had an epic lyric about Nicki Minaj and Duck Sauce.
Yeah, she with the duck lift. She invented that. So that's why I put... To Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? I said that because I make duck sauce out of, you know, duck lips. You know what I'm saying? I make duck sauce out of the shawties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you guys work together, that's when you get weird with the name.
That's when we get super crazy. Because it's two people that come up with crazy names together, so it's going to be a crazy name.
Yeah, so much more. Like, the brain works in favor when you're a Chris Spencer type of ordeal, because it's so much more you're getting.
You know, two sides.
You guys meet somewhere in the middle, or is it just like someone has a a good name?
It's neutral.
It's most of the time in the middle, but sometimes he just come up with something super cold. Let's use it.
Yeah, we did just come up with Shark Tank.
Man, Vic,
I think we just saw the track naming process just now with this Shark Dance.
Oh yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Exactly.
You got it firsthand, organically.
Listeners are blowing up my Twitter. They're saying they want a song called Shark Dance now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yo, tell them to get you 50 retweets. We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen tonight.
All right, so we're going to do, we're going to get back to some music. I have 24K Visuals, Ain't Messing With Me, mm-hmm. Jungle Jim, Rose Gold. We're going to come back, hear more Chris Spencer. Hopefully get you guys a spit, because we got some instrumentals for you guys.
I knew they was gonna put me on the spot. Yeah.
But this is the Fifth Element on here on Ready to Polish Chicago's College Connection. Enjoy.
Wonder. Just
Set on the lyrical overdose. Walk the opposite way of sober folks. Knowing that the world is about to get seized. So I say big cheese. I'm out for what my kids need. The turn up volume is down. They at my head for the crown when I don't own it. Matter of fact, I don't want it. It's tainted. Thick aging. It's amazing. I'm ancient. I'm saying my disrespect is blatant. Bathing in Fiji water. Dry my body with Ralph towels. About to be a long time before I bow out. It happens. Big cabin with a thick Latin, a chick talking, then her eyes gon' get me. As a Vic rapping, so shut the fuck up when he is spitting his bars. If you don't like it, get the fuck out my car. That's what I do it for. Real music ain't her usual. And the chicks that get cute for shows, it all equals beautiful. They all watching from the benches. Don't lack facts due to the consensus. Look back and I think, why the fuck did I even affiliate myself with y'all lame ass? Dollar bill and some change. What the fuck you sell? I can tell you in this game for nothing. Put a song out, little and you better hope it's right. Before you start looking for feedback from a social site. I got goals to be on the island with weed. Now I'm in Brownsville freestyling with Pete. Ruck down coalition. Yeah. We're a group of morticians. We all married and we still make those old lists and play Vic Spencer while bleaching the kitchen. Soap and silverware. Check on the crib out in Riverdale. Poster of the 96 lover boys. A lot of you bitches now I just fool. Oh, not comfortable. You used to watch the Huxtables. Now you watch Love and Hip Hop. Watching these washed up rappers. Mama just kick out. Time change. Mind game coming in cardboard setting. I wore a Carhartt at a wedding. That was my present to the working world. I woke the world with my aura. I was with God when he destroyed Gomorrah.
Shining like 24 carats.
In the Beamer, all that 96
Beamer. I ain't gotta say no joke. You know the biggest joke? You ain't up with me.
Wait.
That's the biggest joke. Put that on camera.
Look.
She tell me she missed my face. I sent her to my newest video. But really though, we just drink it till the Remy gone. Yup, it be the grand crew. So don't tell her I cheated. Just keep it peaceful. I was weeding and the people deceive me. Not gonna stop these rap slams till they ain't breathing. Tears rolling cause you know that I mean it. Huh, so what the fuck is my limit? I'm on shrooms and a blue pill, no blue steel to rob me and hugging. I kick it colder than the snow blower. Chi-town mid-December with my coat open. With no shoes, Devin the dude on Pandora. Sun rays feeding my aura, I be worse than the Taurus, huh? Curing these therms from their illnesses. And I'm hoping they ain't playing reckless. Pimp God, always rock a wavy necklace. Yup. New deal crew, I'm floating this name and she made me breakfast.
A nigga out here in the streets, I'm hustling for some time now. I ain't cooning for the music and they asking me to bust these rhymes out. They ain't fake up with the kid, man, I swear that he just too do-ho. New deal crew, still off with your bitch, if me on that.
I've been accused as a dope slinger. Was raised by them west sides, looking to it four fingers. And no thumb, beef time is when I tote guns. No shogun, assassin, nasty, passive, classy. Sit your ass down in that back seat while I spread my message. I'm just as awkward as a bowl of ketchup. Just tell me you learned something and won't blow the essence. I'm just a little demented, cause I ain't all there. The pallbearer can't carry you. I'm tearing through your barrier. Telling them to hurry up and bring it on and kill them all like Wolfgang. I cook things, I ain't talking for eating. Rocko, how I slang to the evening and therefore after. And these writers ain't seeing pastors, even with the most prescriptive glasses. Grew up a bastard trapping for cabbage on Madison. Damn it.
Vic, what up? Rapping, Soon as my gun out, yeah. Brethren spun in the lead from the gun out. I'm old school, Paul, the veteran gun route. Told you to go to the Reverend Run House. Clap gun records, have fun records. No recollection of a bad run effort. We always Sean, that's a suicide mission. Knife with the gun, you decide pimping. Paul, raw shit, all of my life. Fist ball hit y'all with all of my might. Lou Ferrigno, against Bonnie Stick Hirondade. Team full of barbarians, writers and renegades. Big, send your ass at home, like you got what I need. Pin the grass song. 38 in the vest, Sean Price is the ape in the flesh.
They didn't cry too much. Take the diaper off your ass and make you lie in the dust. I'm old, but I ain't trying to rust. I take a oil bath, I ain't slut. Fresh sneakers, but you can't check out the forecast. No gun, you done walk through a war path. The flow stronger than panther piss. How your ass hard when your nickname chocolate kiss? I'm hood like cabin, it's a grist. Bought off wick, and I only used to look at infant spit. Not these corny ass rappers, they born a godfather. Grab me a handsaw and commit manslaughters. Vic a body of squad, I pull my wood out for your girl, then she grab the measuring rod. You want your life back, I'll leave it with God. And go back on the street so I can meet with my moms.
The brain freeze, Hiller is a train on skis. Spit hotter than Belize, I'm some kind of disease. Hug blocks with the gun I squeeze. Keep two like the Siamese. Sayonara, I could part the sea. The Black Rocky, I'm cocky, I'm a fighting hockey. My own moms tried to pop me. Pardon me, I know you looking, but it's hard to see. Close your eyes, cause I choke photography. Get a loss of me, illa weather the storm. Illa may weather your song. Dead wrong, a metaphorical thong. You the witness to this lyrical hurt-ish. And plus I touch base like I swung at the first pitch. Clown your whole circus, the meaning of life is no purpose. Download my app with multiple crack verses. Such a threat, I start producing your fear. Illa G, so the future is here. I made it clear, yo.
Bros go to my two fangs.
complain about my jeans, but I just take they money. Roll of 20s, got Chicago this shit across my stomach. When I get a bitch, then you know I got a bitch. This that all year pimping, fur collar-ish. When I come around, they pride, they better swallow it. I probably never acknowledge them. Shut up, if they coggle it. I don't really care, it's hot. Still up your bitch in a pair of socks. I don't like weirdos like Carrot Top or pea soup. The neat coupe be sliding. Cool, calm, collected. I don't be about no violence. Till one of these fake rappers push me, then I'm left with no choice. The pages, I be skimming them. The money, I'm indigenous. All-star, since a rookie, never did no scrimmage. And they up with no simpletons. Pink bandana, I'm so base. Fabulous sport, no soul tape. Hey, Bally shoes with my low shades. Mac kicking that flow bass. They told me to keep it 100. I bump shit in the show state. I want a boatload of money in the biggest cars. Finest breaded vines, this shit just a thing of ours. Me, Cutter, Veil, Turtle, Matt, it's none like us. And none biting, this is our sound, so start liking. And if you don't, you can leave the premises, cause I'm still getting more intelligent. This that Silver Surfer Kush, oh, you know you smelling it. Never committing no felonies or got caught, I'm that off. Never off my square, homie, it's Clay and Cracker Valley. These rappers smell me, I'm hot, ish, with a space heater, no case neither. Fly to death, no less, no stress. Hold up, I'm a rich nigga and got law firms for these beat walkers. Just keep talking, how you relish if you sleepwalking, no heat sparking.
Get a look at me, I'm whipping corners while I'm turning heads. See the pockets full of that Wonder Bread. Every now and then I gotta show these dogs how to live. That's fly to death, no less, no stress. Y'all better protect your nest. I got Wu-Tang. Rose gold on my two fangs.
I got rose gold on my two fangs. There's no holes in your coupe, man. That's too bad. I'm f***ed up, shoes off, we just blew past. And in her purse, I got that weapon that'll leave you lesser than the decimal. Get the asking questions, I'ma bless them with this game here. Not free, I just came here. Gold grill, look chain here. Seating past my same peers. In the same gear where they still at. And this trill rap for you up face, I mean fake ups. Get duct tape for like $8 in a jawbreaker. That car waiting, I catch flights. You ain't bout that chest life, just dealt cars, I set bars. Cool cat, but I stretch arms if I gotta touch them. Good girls, no overbussing, then turn them out. Money ain't straight, I'ma perm it out, and I'ma learn them now. Don't run when that white van pull up. Rappers be lying and they really ain't shooters. At home with they mom, really don't do this. You can get stained or hit with the Ruger. Spend money, how the white man do it. Show flavor, how a real hype man do it. Pimp-ish, you can hear it in the music. And you know I'm in the cut, just coolin'.
Yeah. Listen. Yo. You've been rapping since the sixth grade and sound like a rapper in the sixth grade. Mirror narcotics, empty baggies and switchblades. Blocker posting records, but reckless is how I get paid. The beat is for powder. Powerful the punches when I put on the coward. Back when Master Ace was living in Howard, I shot me and then sold they mama the flowers. Sean Looney with chrome. One shot, have you viewed it, Juan's funeral home. Listen, cheap funeral on Liberty Ave. That's when I heat two of you, I needed to laugh.
Take a look at these niggas. They so dumb, throw a book at these niggas. Guppies, poisonous hooks for piranhas. Better than you, him and him and him. Hella people, commas.
That's all these off of them, man. Off out of here, nigga. Jeez. Off you mean, he's up.
The museum flow. We have nothing in common, I'm an American crow. This is modern art at its finest. I take a jab at these filthy slap box with vaginas. You are nowhere near better. All these rappers ain't nothing but dead letters. I eat beef with gold lettuce. Knock out a bear, that's how I got my low sweater.
You are not a thug. Your rhymes stink like the inside of the boxing gloves. Ew. Word to the rhymes, the lyrical Bible. Hit you with a spiritual rifle. Blam at wedding recitals. V.
Stomach grumble with the gun in hand. Hungry man, give you one-way tickets to the son of man. Your understanding is overstood. You know my hood, Brownsville, in the road of wood. Hey.
What up? Cuddle what it is.
Matt what it is.
Spin it.
Yep.
Whoop. T-Magic.
Yeah.
Look.
I be so high that I can't function. I want donuts, I'm dunking on them. Soaking up the moment. Is he rich like me?
Nah.
Low crisp white tea?
Nah.
These against us wish they could get like me. Do a flip like me and smoke a zip like me. Pull a bitch like me?
Nah.
Just follow the rules like algorithm. And you know we stack numbers like long division. Gone fishing, I say it once, I don't know them. Again, I'm totally with them. Talking about this shit's and this ain't no diss. Nino with the clip. Got lean in my fifth, cause it seemed like a setup. I ain't had a that a heat seek and I ain't getting wet up. Again, I'm just better. And I shimmy like Jimmy, and I'm robbing no giving. And she slobbing no spitting and taking all of it with her. Kick her out and then she blocked me on Twitter. Telling all of my business and still posting my pictures. Throwing salt on and hugging. Me and Turtle still rolling around looking for chewing. I don't do this shit often, he just a bad influence.
Oh, man. Damn, you gotta be out here late as hell.
Stone in this bitch.
Bro, we ain't gonna find
you. Leaving no options, I'm not a monster, just Contra stomping your face off. $1 million hits like baseball, so take off. And I've been getting cake, dog. You fake ball for 8 songs with a cape on, I'm super cool. Thanks for asking, the Magnum of Willie trash, and they wanna know which bitch they're smashing. I need a Rolex ass so I can slap them, Fab Captain, and I'm in the back dabbing with Dutchie. Why you cuffing that little slut, I'm
fake. Or just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself,
fapping has ruined my life.
You are now listening to The Fifth Element.
Keeping it real.
Real good.
Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.
What is up, y'all? This is the Fifth Element here on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. We got Chris Spencer, Chris Crack, Vic Spencer in the building. And we're about to get it cracking with this. We're going to officially call it the Fifth Element Freestyle, just because we got five instrumentals. There's five elements of hip-hop. So we're gonna get it cracking.
Makes sense.
All right, officially calling it that. All right, is ready?
Yeah,
do it.
All right, word up. It don't matter who starts first, cause Chris Smith's on first. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Hey, Chris Spencer is from Chicago. We go wherever I go. Blow like Diablo. I got smoke, that's why I go to chicks' cribs. Inserting in the ribs. I know we can't curse, that's why the VIC going berserk. Anytime I'm rapping, I write a note in church. Peep the message, etch your sketch it. At the same time, you dyslexic. Less is more, that's for sure. Caress your broad in the neck and jaw. Yeah, be at cold, and you know that. You ain't got a picture with Kodaks or throwbacks. I take it back to 99, when the girls used to think I was fine. And my Air Force One's the same color as slime. Huh? What? You ain't finishing, diminishing. At the same time, you know the flow is the endless. You gotta kill it with the skillet. Smack you over the head, cause I'll fry you. At the same time, deny you. I don't even see you with eyes, bruh. You ain't nowhere around. I don't drink water, now I'm nowhere found.
You can get the subliminal message. Smith & Wesson to your chest. Now that's the end of my message.
I don't freestyle, man. Christmas, that's Christmas for freestyle. Right. Bang, bang.
You on me, yeah. Yeah.
Because I can't freestyle and not curse.
Right, so you just got to just talk.
You just got to curse, man. You just got to curse.
You just got to talk then, man. Talk to him, man.
Talk to him.
Drop some gems.
Me and Finna spark through it. Chris Spencer, you know what? I got him.
Yeah, that's all we got. You know what I'm saying? For the first element. You know what I'm saying? That's all we got. We can't give you everything. Chris Spencer is just, you know, he all over the place. That was just a little bridge.
Why you do that?
That's all
right. Max, man.
Hey.
Shout out to Max B.
Big Avail, baby. Keep the wave alive. Don't steal it.
Keep the wave alive.
You know what I mean? Yeah. V.I.C. is the man, and you know he is old. He'll come in the game with hella paper to fold. Put it in his back pocket, and he got on slim jeans. And at the same time, he's still wearing cold-ass beads. Ooh. And you know that V.I. on the scene. Anytime he'll rep, he'll do it with team. You gotta do it with squad. If you not that hard, I'm skinny as hell, but knockout bodyguards. Feel me? Better wet, better wait. And at the same time, I wreck your spot within the plates. I got the coldest flows you've never seen before. I seen your girl. You ain't seen her, though. She left with me. That's some stuff that didn't rhyme. You ain't know about the time that I'm ticking finger licking. That's what the girl said. She said that my rhymes remind her of Uncle Remus three-piece. B.I.C., he be somewhere he need to be with Levi's. Game get ugly like the wife of T.I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why you do that?
Why you do that? Why you make Chris Spencer mad?
Why you do that?
So Uncle Remus three piece.
Yeah, fry it hard.
Fry it hard. I need that biscuit. Mouth sauce, that ball sauce on the biscuit. Word. You get you some of this sauce, baby.
Make them say, yeah.
Psychological, diabolical flows. I come somewhere and knock off your nose. Boy, you a clown. Nobody likes you, we would be around. So you a square, you over there. Yeah, the V.I. keep it simple. Still pull out the Ginsu. Still pop you like pimples. Still get it cracking like Pringles. Woo. What you gotta say? You and your hit single is in the trash. That's why we taking pics in front of that. Laughing back. Where your ass at? Like Future and Drake. We ain't that. I'm somewhere by a pool and grapes getting fed that. Master P, no limit chain. Me and my brother had it in 96 and it wasn't a thing. Anybody messing with me, Smith and Wesson, to their neck piece, it get ugly like you. Yeah, that's how you know it's freestyle. That's how I had the breather. You be wild, you get tricks up on your sleeve.
Retriever. You said the no limit chain. I had one of them too.
See, the only trio,
the beauty supply joint or the middle of the mall joint.
Right, the middle of the mall joint. Yeah, that had the 925 on the back, so I had to get that one. I got mine from the Hip Mall. Shout out to the Hip Mall.
That's right. Did you have the Master P action figure though?
I didn't have that. That was past my time.
Yeah, I ain't had that.
So yeah, now we on the smooth side of things. Okay, yeah, I had about 5 different of my chicks at the shows getting blowed. I am throwed. Anything I got glow when it's in the light. You will see the light in the dark, and the same time you'll fart short art. That's what I spit. Ridiculous, ticklish. That means you a gay rapper. I ain't mean to say that, cause we right past Belmont. I'ma smoke it though. You need to chill with me instead of sliding on the slope. Here we go, somewhere we need to be. I just need the weed, chief it harder than Indians. You gotta play it. At the same time, I don't say ish. Put the duct tape on my mouth and play it. Yeah. Chris Crack track number 7 off the track album. You know what's happening. You know what's rapping. You know what's capping. Yeah, fapping has ruined my whole life. I said that before. Matter of fact, we cracking the dough. We cracking open the swishers too. So either way it go, we gotta feel blue. I got the red shades on. It remind me of my varsity jacket that cost 700. Getting blunted, stunting like baby. But I ain't kissing no guys. Yeah, something like that. Ooh.
about to go down.
That's how y'all feel.
That's how we feel. This is the last one.
They really listen to Vic Spencer. They got this interview. They got this instrumental plan.
Yo, check it. Don't get scared. Just be prepared for the worst. I seen rappers wearing skirts. You gotta think and pause about that. And at the same time, you gotta clap back. These dudes that wear blonde hair, I don't care. You can be on the top spot, I still pop you in the air. I don't be wearing capes. I'm somewhere chilling in another state, by a lake, like Arizona. And you know what's going on, all of these rappers goners. I made me a track called Gone Fishing. Now these girls out here want Victor. I ain't even switching. I bend them over like G.I. Joe figures. We done talk back, and at the same time, I make you walk back. Oh, let me take a breather with it. And anytime I kill albums, I do it with more than snippets. I'm terrific, I get with it. Terrific, is it? Is it? Vic Spencer or Chris Spencer? Either way it go, you gon' get bacon and big booty unicorns on the side of it. You gon' ride with Vic, you gon' ride with Chris. This shit crazy on the mic. I'm about 40 years old, so I sound 80 on the mic. Right, you know what I'm saying? I love freestyling, man. Freestyling is great, man. Chris Spencer live and direct, man.
Chris Spencer.
They pulled out that beat, though.
We did our research for this one, so we had to make sure that, one, we had the Red Man Joint in there for you, and then this one, so we did our research.
Yeah.
And then some, like, some Houston-ish type joints.
Right.
Some posse cuts in there for y'all.
Right,
yeah,
man.
Y'all did a good job
with that. The Fifth Element, now I see why y'all call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to give people that knowledge.
Had to make my freestyle better than the last one. Yeah, I like freestyling. It was, you know, that's a challenge, man. Freestyling without cursing. Like, I'd be at Chris Crack Crib rapping, and I'd be cursing. Chris Crack be going crazy, like, yeah, boy, that sounds like something you wrote down, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that's a real challenge. So, you know, even just spitting freestyling right now, you know what I'm saying, and having Chris Crack doing ad libs and stuff like that. That's Chris Spencer. You know what I'm saying? We utilize each other to the most. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm just doing a bridge on a song and Crack do all the verses. You know what I'm saying? Still labeled as a Chris Spencer joint. So that's what's always going to come out of it. Yeah, so y'all got a Chris Spencer freestyle right now.
Oh, most
first
have.
Ever.
First ever. Like, Chris Spencer ain't did no freestyle ever. He only, word is, he said, you know, this Vic Spencer talking.
Yeah.
He told me that he only freestyles for, what's her name? Tinashe. I don't even know how to say her
Tinashe?
Name.
Tinashe. Yo, she's bad, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That Complex cover, but we were talking about Complex. Yo, she looked bad on Complex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So, yeah, he's out there. According to Chris Spencer, he say he got her. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's at her, too.
Yeah. He be adding her on Twitter. Like, he be sending her, like, WCWs and, you know, in the group text, he be sending us stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I hope that relationship flourishes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Right.
From a fellow man, I hope that relationship flourishes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From fellow man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That relationship definitely has to flourish. Anybody, Chris Spencer, I would love to see Chris Spencer win with that.
I know, right?
That's the big booty unicorn you were just mentioning in the freestyle.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm glad I put that in the freestyle. I was riding that beat. I was like, yeah, that sound cold. Big booty unicorns.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Let's see, what time are we doing? Oh, man. With that being said,
we got 7 minutes. So, last things we want to do, we want to talk about what's next for you guys. First up, before we actually end this interview, I want to say congrats to Vic.
Is that my mic?
Might be mine.
We're good.
All right.
We're good. But yeah, I want to say congrats to Vic because he landed on the Rolling Stones top list for hip hop albums at number 19, which is
top
one of the
20.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Top 20.
It was top 40, but mine was in top 20.
And I mean, we don't have a lot of Chicago cats on that, so for us, it's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And then these guys are talking about, I'm taking L's. Where's my L's at? That's what, you know, so that represents everything that people say. That's like the hugest
positive thing that happens when negative stuff happens, and I'm able to talk my trash and back it up. That was, you know, that was just a real profound moment. So now people gotta suck that up, and you know, and actually, Cost of Victory deserves that. It's a well done album, like a whole sonically, and it got a lot of love, a lot of press. But sonically, I just stumped my foot in every one of those choice on that Cost of Victory. And I try, and I A&R'd and executive produced that. I picked the songs, I arranged the track listing, so y'all got me full fledged, and it went successful. So, you know, sky's the limit from here.
Sky's the limit for sure. This is just the beginning for both of you guys.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we had Crystal's first time. We weren't necessarily sure about him at that time. We were more familiar. I mean, we're familiar with him in terms of him putting out music, but we weren't necessarily familiar with him as a person. So now, 2 years later, having get to know him more, seeing him at shows, having to be able to like have a conversation with you, it feels dope to see you grow, to see the popularity and acceptance nationwide. I mean, you've been on big platforms, big websites, big articles and all that stuff. So for us, it's cool to see that young humble cats from Chicago are making positive music. You guys talked about unifying earlier, and that's very important because this is exactly what we think, you know, this is, you know, what Fifth Element represents. So having you guys here, it's important to us. But with that being said, what's gonna be the next thing for you guys?
Oh man, we just keep working, you know. Chris Spencer is well and alive now, so individually we definitely going to be doing our thing, and but that energy and that drive that we have in each other individually, we have enough to share with each other now and still be able to do our individual thing. So Chris Spencer is well and alive. We're going to be working, and we're working on the next effort, and you know, we got some surprises coming for y'all.
That's what's up.
Yeah, the next effort is definitely going to be like a super step up from this one. And I mean, me, I'm going to just keep putting, you know, I'm going to keep my foot on their neck at all times. But you know, Vic going to be dropping some stuff. I'm going to be dropping, I got about like 7 videos in the chamber, got like 3-4 albums in the chamber. So I'm going to just be just foot on their neck all day.
Little
video revolver, look forward to that right
there.
I'm gonna hit y'all with an exclusive with two, right, man. Yo, we should let them hear a joint exclusively, man.
Are we gonna
hook it up before we go?
Yeah, man, y'all can hear it right now.
Is it on the phone?
It's on the phone.
Let's do it.
But it do got cursing.
That's fine. That'll be our outro for the day. We'll switch it up today. We're gonna have a exclusive unreleased, what are we calling this?
It's called bacon.
Bacon, that's bacon. Perfect. You can't not like bacon.
Yeah. You can't not like bacon. You got to get out of the house if you like.
Yeah.
You can't come to the radio station if you don't like bacon.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
And it's like American bacon.
Yeah, American bacon.
Whenever you're ready.
I like Canadian bacon. I told him to strip down. Pow, shot him in his ass for no reason. I'm greedy, I needed all 6. My trap house got raided in 08, that's a true story. Now that nigga resting in piss. Hits out the Pro Tools, cold brew. New soul for my old hoes, don't snooze on us. Dude wanted everything that's come with. Loop missiles at your gunship. Never date a bum bitch. I had an ugly one, Ailey Babe, but more like Flavor Flav. David Gray. Put me on some new ism, it's just the other day. Run the place, more goons than Bumpy J. Shit, I run the state. Say your gray shades, blind you to what's coming play. I'm fist bowling, fist rolling, sock a nigga in his mouth with the pistol. What's your name? I just told you Rex Gross is so potent and the Lex rolling dolo. Because I just smoked them. Oh yeah, nigga. And it's more where that came from. A pussy, I ain't one. The pen and pad weigh about 8 tons. Niggas got me confused with other niggas. I'm getting brains in the place of your mother's business. I'm not tripping. I'm missing on purpose. The mission wasn't worth it. Call the boss to say this horse shit left. A lot of money to be made. It won't happen though. We too busy clapping folks for all apparent reasons. I'm a parent all season. I never fathered these rap clones. I'm back home and never had a father in this rap game to tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm too rebellious. Bass rag on my head. It matched the Margiela's. Your door album is the worst compared to Cellar Dwellers. You probably beat your skinny man, a fat booty Bella. I'm in Bel Air, who the hell cares? And I left hella shells there. Live from the Planet 3 Central, South Fidelity, Chicago's wildest. Eaglewood Space Cadet by the name of Drunken Monkey. And y'all thought it was over? Y'all thought it was over? We just
surprised of all y'all when y'all seen that white van pull up, but y'all still didn't understand what it was about. We tried to warn y'all when you seen your moms call me your grandfather, yes. We tried to educate you on skipping down the block with two big booty cross-eyed unicorns, but y'all didn't listen. Now we back with that crack shit. He back with that crack shit, and they keep calling me and keep calling me and keep calling your mama.
Y'all got an exclusive.
Like the producer who did this beat hasn't even heard.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an exclusive right there.
Any last plugs?
Yeah, connect the people.
Last plug,
connect
plugs.
The people.
You can just follow me, Vic Spencer. You know, Chris Spencer at a show near you.
Yes, sir.
You can follow Chris Crack at New Deal Crew or Chris Crack NDC.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Vic Spencer, Chris Crack is dead. All of that. You just look us up. We are all over. Google us. We probably got the first 90 pages of each of our names individually. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said before, I got some stuff coming up. You know, I don't announce nothing I do. Mm-hmm. I just drop it. So just be on the lookout for that Chris Crack. Be on the lookout for that Vic Spencer. You know what I'm saying?
Grab the binoculars.
Yeah, just grab them and have them by you and just keep them there.
So with that being said, we want to thank Chris Spencer, Chris Crack, and Vic Spencer for coming through.
I Next appreciate week we got y'all, man.
Pivot Gang in the building. This is the Fifth Element.
Pivot.
So we out.
Salute.
All right.